This is a free CAT podcast from www.bizpod.co.uk, helping you to pass your exams.
The purpose of cost and management accounting. In this e-slice, we will consider the purpose of cost and management accounting within organisations. We will identify the meanings of cost accounting and management accounting and consider the role of the management accountant in supporting the organisation. Firstly, we need to establish that the terms cost and management accounting are often used interchangeably. As we'll see in a minute, they do have their own distinct definitions, but often when you're reading accounting texts, the two will be used for similar purposes. Okay, let's look at some definitions. Firstly, management accounting. This can be defined as the provision of useful financial information to help managers plan, control, and make decisions within the organisation. Cost accounting is actually a subset of management accounting and is more concerned specifically with establishing budgets, which would be to do with planning organisational finances, and also monitoring performance. And this is to do with the control aspect of management accounting. Broadly speaking, management accounting relates to six specific activities within an organisation. It's important to note that all of these activities are internal to the organisation. But what are these six activities? Well, there's the planning of financial resources, and then there's the controlling of financial resources. We then have monitoring performance, and also decision making, whether this be in the short term or the long term. Management accounting also plays a significant role in communicating the financial plans of the organisation and also in coordinating activities across the organisation. Management accounting supports the organisation at three distinct levels. These are the strategic level, which is the long-term direction of the organisation, the tactical level, which is considered on a rolling basis but often relates just to 1 year, and this is to do with the delivery plans and converting those strategies into action. And finally, we have the operational level, and this is really focused on 1 year and also in the year of operation. And what we're trying to do here is match resources to delivery plans and also monitor performance. So what's the management accountant's role in all of this? Well, basically, it's to provide management with useful and timely information at the three levels that we've just spoken about: the strategic level, the tactical level, and the operational level. And this information should ensure that the organisation is able to meet its objectives. Therefore, the accountant will be involved at the planning stage, the decision-making stage, and the controlling stage.
For more CAT podcasts, go to www.bizpod.co.uk.